Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking carcass weights this year versus last with Darryl Peel in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Have the opportunity to visit with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darryl Peel after the Cattle on Feed report this last Friday about where we are in the cattle business right now in trying to stay away from some of the problems we had last summer and early fall, including staying away from getting carcass weights too big, which seemed to precipitate a lot of the fall off in prices. Dr. Peel says right now we're doing just fine.
In general, you would say that this suggests we're still being pretty current. And, of course, the latest week's carcass data, which is 2 weeks delayed, so it dates back 2 weeks ago, but the latest numbers which came out this last week showed that the fall increase, which is happening, the seasonal increase is happening, but we are now falling farther behind year-ago levels in general for both steers and heifers and for the overall cattle carcass weight. So the numbers we have thus far suggest that, and I think the Cattle on Feed report would suggest that at this point in time we are still staying very current and we're in, you know, pretty good shape.
I guess considering what happened last fall with the drop off on the cattle market, we can say thank goodness.
That's exactly right. And you know, even though, you know, again, we're in a bigger number situation, we know there's more cattle coming at us. Of course, we added 1 million cows a year ago, so that means there's a bigger 2016 calf crop on the ground. So, you know, cattle numbers are going to increase. And yet, I'm actually very confident that we're in better shape and feel more comfortable with the feedlot situation because we are more current. We're sort of leaner and meaner compared to what we were not only last year especially, but even really for the last 2 or 3 years.
You know, given this particular report, Darryl, you know, what's your kind of your takeaways from the report in regards to our strategy for, you know, the balance of this calendar year and even looking into 2017 now?
Cow-calf producers, you know, obviously we're operating at a very different price level compared to a year ago, although we made much of this adjustment in the fourth quarter last year, so as we head into the end of the year. But nevertheless, you know, a little more probably realistic cattle prices. You know, I think cow-calf producers probably don't change things a lot, although if you look at the spreads at the lighter weight end, you want to look carefully at the potential for there may be some challenges associated with preconditioning calves and putting on a little bit weight, but there's actually some opportunity to think about retained ownership. That same thing applies to stocker cattle. Right now, there's some the market appears to be offering some incentives to put some weight on cattle in that mid range from about 550 pounds up to about 750 pounds. Feedlots don't seem to be real interested in owning lightweight cattle right now. They're willing to pay stocker producers to put that weight on for them.
Dr. Darryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in 6 great events. 2 nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.